are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Setting boundaries without burning bridges. Peace is not the absence of boundaries, it is often the result of having them. Saying no or standing firm doesn't make you aggressive, it makes you clear. When done respectfully, boundaries can protect relationships rather than break them. But it's always a challenge. For so many people, it's difficult to set those boundaries. And like I said, especially when it comes to family members or loved ones, people that we're close to, it becomes difficult to draw those boundaries and to stick by them without seeming aggressive, without seeming like you're doing too much. So let's talk about it. Pastor Andrew Mkandawira joins us once again on the line. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning again, Siwo. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a question. Yeah. Are you used to being called Siwo?
Yeah, some people call me Siwo, some people call me Bonyi. A few people call me other things.
That's how we call your name in Zambia. So.
Yes, it's a lot of my Zambian friends actually who call me that. So I am used to it. So, Pastor, we're talking about setting boundaries, and that being called Siwo is not, that's not a boundary that I need to set. I'm comfortable with that. I'm fine with it. So, why is it that so many people feel so guilty about setting boundaries at all?
You know, I have found that we try too hard to be nice.
Yeah.
Because we fail to set boundaries. Mm. The idea of being too nice and being good to other people comes from a false belief that we have to please them at all costs. We have to please other people at all costs. And that is frustrating to the one who is trying to be. So, no, instead of pleasing people at all costs, we have to protect ourselves, because before scripture told us to esteem others better than ourselves, it first said, love your neighbor as yourself. Mm. Meaning, it is an imperative to take care of ourselves first before we can give care to somebody else. Mm. So before we show love to others, we must love ourselves. And so it is important that we practice self-care.
Yeah.
It is not selfish to practice self-care. It is good for the other person also, because you have to give from your storeroom, your storehouse.
Yeah.
And if your storehouse is empty, then you can't give. And so it is an imperative to take care of ourselves first. And so instead of believing we must please people at all costs, we must first set the boundaries and be comfortable doing it. And then from the boundaries, we can entertain people as much as we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that desire to be liked, the fear of coming off as unfriendly, uncompromising, that one really has us in a chokehold for so many of us. What is the difference between a peaceful boundary and a defensive wall?
So, there are quite a number of differences. Okay. Boundaries communicate that what we want in a relationship. So when we set boundaries, we are simply communicating what we want. Mm-hmm. And they are created in a framework of dialogue. So they are healthy and flexible because they come from dialogue. And because they are healthy and flexible, because they come from dialogue, they also allow for honest disclosure of feelings and respect for emotions for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Whereas defensive walls, on the other hand, are a reactive coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. They are not created from dialogue. They are created when one is defending themselves, not defining themselves. And so because they are created in a heated moment and sometimes created in a heated moment, but they look to the future also for future protection, or they look to the past to prevent themselves from harm that was done in the past. They are rarely concerned with the emotions in the present. Mm. And so because of that, they are rigid and static rules that do not consider present emotions. Right. And so you then realize that when you're building up walls, you're simply defending yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you're setting boundaries, it is in an atmosphere of communicating to them, mm-hmm. and receiving feedback as you communicate the boundaries. That would be the difference.
Mm-hmm. And how do we maintain professionalism while asserting our limits? And I know in the workspace, especially, your boss asks for something, you don't dare say, mm-hmm. no, sorry, I'll take a look at it tomorrow. It's time for me to go home now. A lot of people struggle with it because, especially in the workplace, you feel very replaceable. So we always want to go that extra mile. How do we continue to assert those limits while still being professional?
So the first thing first is express your thoughts and opinions firmly and respectfully while ensuring you're being heard and acknowledged. Mm. So when your emotions, your thoughts are expressed firmly and they are heard, then it creates a basis for you to maintain professionalism as you assert yourself. Mm. And so in doing, you must establish very clear boundaries. And you practice assertiveness. Like, you make sure that you are firm and fair and that you are heard. Mm. And you manage the emotions. So control how you respond, how you react in the moment.
Yeah.
And empathize with others. Understand their points of view. And as you do that, demonstrate professionalism. You must be on time at work. You must meet your deadlines. You must be present at work. And so, when even in family relations, mm-hmm. you must be responsible and do your part.
Right.
And there should be a reason where, as far as your responsibility is concerned, you are lacking in any way. And so when you do these things, it will be easy for you to then communicate, express yourself firmly and fairly, and making sure that you are being heard because you're responsible and you're respectful to others. And so practicing these would be a good means to help us keep assertiveness, keep firm boundaries,
yeah.
and make sure that we are professional all yeah. the way.
I think that's a good point. It's for a lot of us, but I know that there are people who, let's use the Sabbath as an example. We say, as Seventh-day mm-hmm. Adventists, we don't work from Friday night to Saturday night. I'm unavailable, mm-hmm. guys. And yet, even during the week, you're actually still not available. You're still not
available.
Yeah. So the times that you claim that you're available, you're still not doing it. You're so fussy yeah. about the Sabbath, but even during the rest of the week, and interestingly yeah. enough, the Sabbath commandment does also go on to tell us that for 6 days we should work. So during those other 6 days, you should be making yourself available. You should be doing so good at your job that they understand, even if you take Saturday off, you are still that invaluable asset. They can't let you go because you are not as replaceable as everybody else.
Exactly. Even the way you conduct, your attitude must be
yes.
professional.
Yes.
In such a way that... Go on. You're saying?
Sorry, I was agreeing. You were saying that our attitude should be professional in such a way that...
Oh, yeah. So I was saying even our attitude should be very professional in such a way that we always appear professional at all times. Like, if it means you dress up professionally according to the work culture.
Yeah.
And so everything about you says, okay, she has come to work. They have mm-hmm. come to work and they're doing the work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. For sure. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I think when we have to be consistent in terms of our principles. So to say that I'm a Christian, I don't, when we go for these business meetings, I don't take alcohol. Fine, that's great. But you're doing everything else. So what was the point?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Now, How do unclear boundaries actually affect our peace, or whether that's in our families or in our workspaces? How does that happen?
Oh, yeah, they do in very negative ways. Mm-hmm. Unclear boundaries make room for misunderstanding.
Right. Oh, man, what has happened there? It looks like we lost our pastor. Let's try and get him back on the line. We are trying to, we're having a conversation with Pastor Andrew, and we're talking about setting boundaries without burning bridges. And he was just answering the question there on how unclear boundaries actually affect peace in family or team dynamics. Sorry, my pastor, we just got disconnected there. Please continue with what you were saying. Okay, it looks like we don't have our pastor. Pastor Andrew, can
make
you hear me?
Make room for misunderstanding. Oh, and misunderstanding...
Sorry, we lost you. We got disconnected. There was an issue with the sound there, but we've got you online.
All right. You can hear me now?
Yes, perfectly.
All right. So I was saying unclear boundaries make room for misunderstandings.
Right.
Misunderstandings breed resentment and conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And this negatively affects the work environment, the family dynamics, and so on.
Mm.
They also bring about a hindered collaboration, because if there is mistrust between colleagues, then you don't expect activity between them or among them. You don't expect productive collaboration among colleagues.
Mm.
And as a result of this, you could also have reduced morale and job satisfaction.
Right.
And this is the worst you could have at a job.
Mm.
Feeling unsatisfied and feeling resented without morale, it's the worst you could have at a job, because at home, you might find a way of dealing with it. But at a job, at work, I mean, even the other person just decides, okay, I'm not going to talk with you,
mm-hmm.
and we will work separately, and just, it could be a nightmare. And so it is important that we set clear boundaries without fear, firmly and assertively, for our own sake. We protect ourselves and we protect the others involved.
For sure. And it's interesting, even when you look at what the research says about children who are raised without boundaries, that, you know, when there's no, when they don't have boundaries, it affects their confidence. They actually thrive better when they know what is expected of them, what is allowed, what is not allowed. It makes their lives much easier. It makes them also aspire to better, because they know the difference between right and wrong when they're given those boundaries.
Very true. Very true.
Now, what boundary, my pastor, we like getting into your business every now and then. What boundary have you yourself struggled to set, and what was the impact when you look back on your own life?
So I think it is ongoing, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. I have learned that inability to set boundaries negative affects everybody involved, all the parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it frustrates the person who fails to set boundaries.
Right.
And so in my own case, it is very difficult for my profession to separate the person from the profession.
Okay.
You that's have true. A pastor at all times.
Yes, that's true.
At 24 hours, you still have to be a pastor. When tired, when hungry, you still have to be a pastor. And so it is very difficult for pastors to set boundaries and separate personal life from professional life.
Mm.
And that I have found to be extremely frustrating. And so burnout is a very common occurrence among the clergy, because people need you to be a pastor at awkward times.
Yeah.
And that is one boundary that I still struggle with at the moment. And it is quite frustrating, but you know, like God said to Paul, his grace is always sufficient.
Amen.
So
amen.
We are living grace of God.
Amen. Amen. What you're saying is making me think of something. So a while ago, I interviewed a pastor right here on air. The regular listeners will know the one I'm talking about because he actually brought it up. I recognized his name when I received my script, and he happens to be the young brother of a friend of mine from way back in high school. So I interviewed him, and and when I don't know a pastor, or if I'm interacting with one for the first time, or we don't have that personal relationship, I'll always refer to them as pastor. And if there's someone who was a friend of mine before becoming a pastor, I'm comfortable calling them by their first name. It's fine. It's not awkward for me to call them by their first name, even once they've become a pastor. But for some reason, this he's a man now, but I knew him as a boy, and I always knew him by his first name. All of a sudden, I discovered, like 20 years later, this man is now a pastor, and I found it so awkward. Yeah. Like, I can't call him by his first name now. Now I have to call him pastor, and it's like, but why? I've always known him as so and so, but now that he's a pastor, I feel like I can't call him that anymore. I have to call him pastor, and it's almost like you're saying that your calling, your ministry becomes your identity, that you can't even, not even your name itself is no longer your name. Your name is now pastor. Yeah. So wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever the setting might be, you are now pastor. You're not Andrew, you are pastor.
True, very true. One of my lecturers would tell us, there is not a place you will go in this world where not one person in that area does not know you. And so you ought to behave like a pastor at all times.
Because
you can be in a new place and you don't know anybody, but at least somebody there knows you and they know you. Yeah, so it's like that. So be the grace of God.
Sounds like fun. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Andrew, for coming through and sharing your insights on the importance of setting boundaries. Very interesting conversation. And we will continue on. We have a few more sessions left to cover some more subjects in relation to peacemaking in our lives. And definitely setting boundaries is a very important part of that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Have a lovely day.
Amen.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.